A movie celebrity realizes late in life that he got so wrapped up in his career, he neglected his daughters. Critic Bob Mondello says that's the story in not one, but two new movies, the European drama Sentimental Value and the Hollywood comedy Jay Kelly.
Jay Kelly is a movie star.
And action.
Handsome, affable, debonair, 60-something. Think George Clooney. Same consonant sounds even. Jay Kelly, George Clooney. Good fit.
What do you say to people who say you only play yourself?
I mean, he's not actually playing himself.
You know how difficult it is to be yourself?
But it helps Noah Baumbach's midlife crisis dramedy if you sort of go along with the notion Kelly is a bit of an empty vessel.
I'm just an actor that got famous.
Who's reached a point where he's doubting his life choices. His marriage long gone, his older daughter completely estranged, his younger one.
I'm leaving on Saturday for Paris.
This is your last summer. It'll be so lonely here without you.
No, it won't. You're never alone.
Really? I think I'm always alone.
And they'd hand him his coffee.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
That's a joke, but sure, a guy who pays his best pals, manager Adam Sandler and publicist Laura Dern, might well feel something's missing. Could he find it in an impromptu trip to Europe, his horrified handlers forced to book train tickets so he can seem to bump into his daughter? It at least lets him play to the crowd.
Nice, by the way. These are the best peanuts I've ever had. Try one.
It's a good peanut, a European peanut.
I didn't offer you one because I know about your allergy.
That's right. My throat will close and I will die.
How can I play people when I don't see people, touch people?
Don't touch people.
Quips and Clooney's magnetism go a decent way to making all this loneliness of stardom kvetching palatable, and Sandler's a sharp antidote when he's on screen. But Jay Kelly's not nearly as affecting about the alleged heartbreak of success as, say, Lost in Translation or Fellini's 8½.
Everything you thought you were isn't true.
And cut.
Can we go again?
Really?
I'd like another one.
Not sure that would help. What's wrong with Jay Kelly is quickly put right in Joachim Trier's Sentimental Value.
You working on anything new?
Something like that.
In this one, Stellan Skarsgård plays Gustav, a film director. His neglected daughters, Nora and Agnes, are a few years older, and their estrangement's not played for laughs because it's not funny. When Nora says, "You don't know us," her father's response is a bemused, "Everyone's mad at Dad, eh?" In fairness, there's a reason. Gustav has shown up at the funeral for their mom, not to mourn the ex-wife he left long ago, but with a screenplay he's written for Nora, who's an accomplished stage actress, no thanks to him. He's set the screenplay in the house they grew up in and made it about their own family's trauma going back generations. Nora angrily turns him down, at which point he casts a visiting American star, played by Elle Fanning, who of course gets in touch with Nora.
Why didn't you want to do the role?
I can't work with him. We can't really talk. My father is very difficult person.
The filmmaker's focus, you'll notice, is on the daughter, not on Dad. So even though Skarsgård's director is thinking only of himself, Sentimental Value doesn't feel like insider navel-gazing. Trier anchors the film in an ornate Victorian home where the dynamics are fraught, the performances, especially Renata Reinsve's Nora, as understated as they are heartbreaking, and the plot, which keeps you guessing up to the final moments of the final scene, is riveting. Unlike Jay Kelly, no need for a retake. I'm Bob Mondello.